Welcome to Live and Reign with Dorcas. Thank you for tuning in. This is a show that comes to you every Sunday at 6 p.m. A show where we get to activate that inner man through weight and action by looking at topics such as mentorship, motivation, inspirational stories, health and lifestyle, as well as mental health awareness. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host for this show, Dorcas Spirit. Today I'll be talking about something that I thought I never needed at some point. I don't know why I thought I never needed this, but now let's jump on today's topic. So today we're talking about mentorship, and from the word itself we can tell that we are looking at something which has to do with you getting guidance from someone who is experienced in that particular field. Yeah, that's mentorship in a layman's language. So this is simply guidance provided by a mentor, especially someone who is experienced in a certain position or educational institution. It can be in any field. So mentorship comprises of three main things. They call them the three A's of mentorship, and this is active listening, availability, and analysis. So when it comes to active listening, we are simply talking about being able to comprehend what is being said, being able to paraphrase what has been said, and just getting the concepts behind what is being said. Availability means you being there, being available for you to be mentored. Analysis means after having that mentorship, are you able to analyze what you've been taught? Are you able to, you know, to get the concept behind what you've been taught? So those are the three A's of mentorship: active listening, availability, as well as analysis. So I thought I never needed a mentor in my life because I thought, you know, I can just go on YouTube, watch videos about whatever I want to learn. I can go on Google, download some PDFs, read through, download some books, read through and get it, you know. That's the reason why I have entitled today's episode as I don't think I need a mentor, because I didn't think I needed a mentor. So as time went by, I actually get to realize that mentorship plays a very important role in our lives, in our careers, and in whatever journey that you might want to take. So there's a purpose for mentorship. It's not just something which you just do because everyone is doing it. Okay, so mentorship involves sharing information, you know, about yourself. Mentorship involves you listening when someone is sharing their information about their career path, their journey, and you being able to analyze as they provide that guidance, motivation, emotional support, you know. So it's very important, it's very imperative that young people out there should be able to have mentors, because mentors actually play a huge role in terms of you making the right decision, in terms of you building that identity that you want, in terms of you branding yourself out there. Mentors really play a huge role, you know. And maybe you might be wondering to say, okay, that sounds interesting, but how can I get a mentor? Where do I find them? How do I know this is the right mentor for me? Because mentors, you know, are different. These are human beings like us. These are human beings who have got different career paths, different religious beliefs, different cultural and social beliefs. So you have to put that into consideration as you're trying to choose a mentor. So I have a few things that I would love to talk about when it comes to choosing a mentor, and what actually helped me in choosing my mentor. So first of all, the most important thing is choose a mentor who shares your views and definition of success. Because the whole purpose of you undergoing a mentorship class or having a mentor is for you to be successful at whatever you're planning. It can be school, you know, it can be your work, it can be branding, it can be business. You need to share the same definition of success. you need to share the same views, because if you don't share the same views with your mentor, how are you going to have that analysis? Remember, there are 3 A's of mentorship, which is active listening, availability, and analysis. So at the end of the day, you need to have that analysis, and this analysis can only come into play if you have the same views on certain subjects, not on every subject. The other thing that helped me find a mentor was, I had to find someone who has attained specific goals that I am aiming for, or that I was aiming for at that time, because you cannot have a mentor who hasn't achieved those goals that you want to achieve. I have been passionate about public speaking, and I cannot go to someone who is not a public speaker and aim at being a good public speaker. So I need to find someone who has gone an extra mile when it comes to something that I want to do. So choose someone who has attained that specific goal that you are aiming for. It'll be very easy for them to guide you. It'll be very easy for them to correct you and just share some good strategies on how they were able to achieve that specific goal. Then look for someone who is able to build new relationships and is willing, to be able to build that friendship with you. Because there are times where we choose certain people to be our mentors, but they're not interested in building new relationships. So you have to make sure that, okay, this person is interested in building this relationship. The other thing is, you have to select a mentor that has differences, that can challenge you to meet with your potential targets. Select a mentor that has differences that can challenge you to meet with your own potential targets. At times, you don't have to be at the same page with your mentor always. You have to be challenged in order for you to meet certain targets. So choose someone who has some differences with you. And we're going to talk about the benefits of having a mentor. Why should we have a mentor? So we should have a mentor because, being mentored is very encouraging. You can actually get empowered, and there's a lot of personal growth and development that occurs once you begin to be mentored. Personal growth comes in different forms. It can be emotionally, it can be psychologically, it can be spiritually. So you having a mentor, you are assured of being empowered in these areas. You having a mentor will help you to identify and achieve career goals, because you've got someone you're looking up to. You have got someone who has gone through that career path that you're taking. Having a mentor will help you to identify and correct generic skills and knowledge. At times, we don't know how to correct generic skills and knowledge. We don't know how to update what we know. We don't know if what we have is outdated or not. But by having a mentor, you are sure that you're going to correct those generic skills and knowledge. And one thing I love about mentorship, I always mention this, it increases your confidence. It really does increase your confidence, because you are assured and you are built from a very good, strong foundation. It improves your communication skills, because in order for you to be an active listener, then definitely your communication skills will improve. It just broadens your network. You get to meet different people. You get to know different people. It is for that reason that you shouldn't think twice about mentoring. So if you've been thinking and procrastinating about finding yourself a mentor, well, you have to get yourself a mentor. It will really, really help you, and you're actually going to learn a lot of things. Thank you for tuning in. This has been Live and Win with Dorcas, activating the inner man through weight and action. I'll be able to leave my social media handles in the description box for this episode. Remember to leave me your feedback, or you can drop me a message if you're using the Anchor app right here on Anchor. Thank you for tuning in. See you next week.